Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They are going to throw it. Murray wants it all, and it is incomplete. Zay Jones cannot hold on, and Upton Stout, the rookie, delivers the blow to force fourth down.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Adam Amin, Fox Sports on the call. Upton Stout breaking up a big play. And the 49ers go on to win that game yesterday, 16-15. That's the good news. The bad news is we find out today Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL.
Damn. I mean, man, it makes the game just feel like a just afterthought, man.
Yeah. If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, how do you view the events of the last 2 days? You get a big win in the home opener against the division opponent, and then you find out the next day you're going to have to play the rest of the year without Nick Bosa, and do your expectation change for this team? Are they no longer a playoff team if you thought they were a playoff team? 888-957-9570.
Now you got me thinking. You brought up a question in the last segment about what does this do for you if you're a fan, you love the team, just in regard to now, Steiny, is this part of who you are? Are these injuries, like, it was cute to me, and it wasn't cute because I was saying it just seems like it keeps happening and we had fun back and forth. But when you know a guy's out for some weeks, you know he's coming back. And I believe that hits different. We just got to hold it down to Steiny gets back. But now that you got this again, the second time that you lost arguably one of your best defensive players, now do you tap into why is this happening more? And I guess if you do, what can you really come up with? Like, that's just wasted energy, right? But just how do you feel as a fan if you're the Niners? Like, dude, is this just part of who we are?
Yeah. Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Wants to talk about the injuries. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Before the break, Steiny, you asked a question, you know, is there like a – if you had to name a key 49er that you just couldn't withstand losing them to an injury?
Yes.
That would be a great question. If it was just one player.
Yeah.
It's never just one player with the 49ers.
Yeah.
It's multiple players at important key roles on the team that are high dollar, high priced players. And to me personally, my expectation for the season doesn't change a lot because I didn't really think that they were going to go far, even if they did make the playoffs. This isn't a team that's going to win a Super Bowl, and really that's all that matters, right? That's what we're starving for. I think it's trial by fire, like Guru said. You got to see the young guys step up and see if John Lynch had a good draft, because we need several of those now to sustain these older veterans that are constantly getting hurt. And lastly, the last thing I'll say is it's inexcusable at this point to not study why the 49ers are constantly so injured. I mean, the stats prove that they are consistently one of the most injured teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's inexcusable to not really, really dive into why that is, because I agree with you. It is the 49ers' identity now. It's their identity. And no more excuses. You know, if you extrapolate one injury, I see how you could make an excuse. Oh, it's fluky. It's a football play. They're football players. Injuries happen. There's too many of them. There's way too many consistently. They really have to study why this constantly happens to this team, and it derails them.
Yeah, I hear you, Ryan, and I think there's a
damn, Ryan.
You share a lot of the frustration of 49er fans. I just don't know how to get to the bottom of it.
And what does that look? Where do you start? Because right now, Stoney, it's a black cat. It's just bad luck.
Mark Grandy, 95.7 The Game producer, he threw this up on Twitter just for a reference. Here are the 49ers' injuries to the starters so far. Nick Bosa, he's out for the year. Brandon Ayuk, he's out till midseason with an ACL. Mustafa, he's out at least till midseason with an ACL. Kittle's out with a hamstring. Ben Bartsch is on injured reserve with an ankle. Brock Purdy's missed two games. Juwan Jennings has missed a game. So they've missed some players, no doubt about it.
Man.
Question is, what do you do about it? I'm just not convinced you can do anything about it. You just got to... You have to be a team that maybe relies more on depth.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here we go, Stoney, because you talked about those guys that they're missing up until we got this news about a few minutes ago. They've been able to stay afloat. And, I like what I see from the youngsters on the defensive side of the ball. But that's different than can they hold it down without 97. Now, you know, when you're 3-0, there's a lot to beat your chest about. Now, I told you it wasn't Picasso. There's no. But they were winning games that they wouldn't win last year or couldn't win. Now, is this the one injury, Stoney, that you can't just trick up and fix and have it not bite you in the ass?
Well, they're going to have to play without Nick Bosa. And Robert Saleh was hired as the defensive coordinator. All the veterans seem to be excited about him. The defense has been great. How do you make up for it without Bosa? This was Trent Williams yesterday. And I have a feeling the team kind of knew what this really may be all about, because Trent Williams was asked how you balance the win with the injury to Bosa.
Anytime you lose a guy like Nick and he doesn't come back and his status is unknown, it's a real buzzkill. You know, I can honestly say that, you know, going down and to win the game, to drive to win the game, I thought about Nick plenty of times while I was in the huddle, so... You know, I'm just hoping, praying that we get some good news. But, you know, it's cliche to say it's the next man up league. When you lose a guy like that, you need three or four guys to come and fill those shoes. So I think we got the depth and we got the youth. So, you know, hopefully they can continue to improve.
That was the offensive lineman Trent Williams talking about the injury to Bosa and how, you know, it's a buzzkill.
And you tell me if I'm over the top with this one, but just like he was thinking about not on play, Trent Williams, thinking about his brother in the huddle as they try to go down and win the game, he's thinking about Bosa. I mean, Stani, where do you put, if we were to go try to scientifically find out why this team is snake bitten? Again, I'm just calling it bad luck. What about the Super Bowl? And a guy that I wanted the 49ers to retain, thank God they didn't, because it looks like Greenlaw is not ready. But you're in the Super Bowl, and one of your guys, your gladiators, is running out there on the field and has the injury that he did. I mean, just think about that, man. On that stage, it's like going to the prom and slipping and breaking your neck as you're walking in. Like, that's bad luck. You know, you can't blame anybody for that. But you had to endure it, and they lost the game.
Let's go to Lance. Lance is in Fremont. Hey, Lance, what's going on, man? Lance in Fremont. Hey, Lance, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay. The Bosa thing, it really hurts. 3-0 is great, but that does take some wind out of the sails, kind of like what you were talking about. It's like we're 3-0, we're great, but, man, it just hurts so bad. And, you know, I know a lot of people talking about the Niners' injuries, but it's just bad luck, man, and it's just kind of what we are. And it's, but the good thing is we got Kyle Shanahan, we got Saleh, the defense is looking good, and until proven otherwise, like, the Niners, they're going to win more games, and I got to be proven otherwise until I can really lay that the team is bad.
No, I mean, look, they're 3-0. If they go 7-7 over the next 14, they're probably going to make the postseason. So they got to play 500 football, and if you look at the schedule, I think that's within the realm of possibility.
And I just want to be optimistic because we're 3-0. We don't have a loss. You know, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I got you, Lance. Appreciate the call.
That's what they're going to do, Stani. I just like it. Everything that even qualifying for the playoffs, or you know what? Shame on me, because the players are probably like, it's just Operation Jacksonville. But just from what we do and how we do it, I like, man, I got to see if they can just overcome this or minimize the impact that Bosa had. And that's up to Robert Saleh and the defensive guys, man, especially the youngsters that they brought in.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, they win yesterday 16-15. Their kicker makes a game winner. Ricky Pearsall looked really good. McCaffrey over 100 yards receiving. They did what they had to do to win that game. And the issue now becomes replacing Nick Bosa, who suffered a torn ACL, and he's going to miss the rest of the year. And 49er fans have certainly seen this before with the injuries.
And his second time in his career, Stani.
I always hesitate to bring him up because I don't – unless somebody out there thinks they have a solution to why the 49ers get hurt as much as they do, it is what it is at this point. They're an injury-prone team, and they need to rely on depth, apparently.
Man, and I'll say this to that. I mean, at this point, as far as the Niners, they got games to win. You know what I mean? So that can't start right now. If it had happened in the past, it's very complex. I get it. But, man, oh, man, you talk about Evan putting out that tweet with that info about, hey, you know, if this team is close to having the most enduring the most injuries, they're up there. But this is the second time for Bosa, Stani. Last time is week two. This time is week three, early in the game. It's just like, man – so now you wonder what he's going to be when he comes back, you know, and how long is that going to be?
Let's go to Will. Will's in San Bruno. Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
What's going on, gents? Haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, how we doing? How
Will,
we doing?
Will.
All right, hear me out. Yeah. What's going on?
We're hearing you out.
Sorry, I thought I lost you guys. Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Anyways. All right, let's get this straight. When are these nerds, right, from Stanford Hospital, medical, whatever you want to call it, when are they going to figure it out, all right? When are they going to figure out to help and heal this team? We have so much money and so much resources in this area that it's insane that we're constantly getting hurt. Someone could fart in the locker room, and someone could, you know, I'm surprised Brock doesn't, you know, bust his spleen open. right? When are we going to figure it out? This is insane. All the money we have, right? I go to Seton, right? I go to Seton. I go to Kaiser, right? I could barely afford insurance, but, they helped me out. So what are we doing? What are we doing, fellas? That's all I wanted to say. This is ridiculous. This reminds me of similar to, like, Jimmy G stuff. Always just getting hurt. Always relevant, but getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but there doesn't seem to be an explanation for it.
We'd be here to what, 5 o'clock? We don't want to do that. We'd be in Willard and Dibb shows, Donnie. But, I mean, injured to Clay Thompson, how long did he have to endure, you know, the black cloud that was over him and what he had to do to get back? But I'm going to say this to you. I don't know how defensively, Donnie, the San Francisco 49ers in 2025 are going to handle and what they'll look like without Bosa, but I do feel confidently in telling you this. I know the offense has to score more now. It's just imperative. Oh, Goof, thanks. 1 + 1 = 2. But that's how they got to win games. What we've seen through 3 games has been good enough, and they fought, and they're 3-0. But, Steiny, you got to believe that, you know, it's going to hurt, and now you got to score more maybe to win.
Yeah, as it relates to Bosa's injury, it's hard for me to connect what happened yesterday to the training staff. I don't know how you get. I don't think Kyle Shanahan knows. I don't really think anybody knows why the 49ers seem to be more injured than other teams. But again, it happens enough now that if you want to use it as an excuse, you seem to have it.
That's where I was going to
year out.
Where are you at on that?
It's part of who they are.
Wow.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley. Hey, Joel, how you doing? Joel in Berkeley.
Doing well, fellas.
How are you, man?
Hey. Doing well. I was driving when the ACL thing hit me, and I almost had to pull over. I was like getting dizzy with the. I think the team's going to be okay. I think we got a lot of young talent. They were going to definitely give them a chance to grow up quick. But man, I'm just gutted for Nick. I mean, you see that dude work in the off season, the amount of effort he puts in, the way he comes into camp in like Superman shape. You know, just gutted for that guy. You know how bad he wants to play? Damn, man. Anyway, I got faith in the Niners. We're 3-0.
Yeah,
we got the soft schedule, and like I said, we got a lot of young talent. Looked like they did a good job on that draft. I'm sure there's some dudes on the practice squad that are chomping at the bit to come try to next man up this deal. But I think Trent's right. It's more like 3 men up because, dude, we got to have some push from the interior. All of those guys that we were cheering on, Collins and Big 99, we got to have all of those guys perform. And you know, the edges have got to be tucked in and ready to go. And, yeah, it's 3 men up.
So. Yeah, and that's
– But I think we got them in.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's what Trent Williams said. More than just one guy up when you're replacing Bosa, you might need 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so Robert Saleh's got that to deal with.
But you trusted him on how to call it, you know?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, the 49ers, they win yesterday, but they get some real bad news today. Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the year with the torn ACL. And
yikes, man.
Yeah, it's another blow to a team that's suffered a lot of injuries already early this season. And obviously injuries were part of what defined them last season. So they're kind of used to playing without big boys,
yeah.
So they're going to have to do it without Bosa for the rest of the year.
No, that you said it all right there with that one, and that's what it is, and that's all it can be moving forward. But I will say this from the youngster standpoint, Steiny, you tell me what you think. Williams and Alfred Collins and just the rest of the gang, all second-year players – this doesn't change, you know, their growth patterns. The bottom line is now you got to be ready for the test or you got to get a better score on the test sooner than later. You know what I mean? And Bosa was a luxury to where, again, I stand on it, Snotty. I sound like John Madden, rest in peace. A secondary, you know, best friend is a pass rush. And now if you think that you can't get home, you got the likes of Stafford coming up and other guys. Baker Mayfield down the line. Where are they going to be collectively to kind of offset this major blow? Because this is the big one of them all.
So far it is. Absolutely. Wow. Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the season. 49ers have started 3-0. They're without Brock Purdy. We'll see if he plays this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I don't know. I mean, the 49ers and these injuries, I don't know how to address it.
Has this took you in the end zone of having this thought that you're struggling with as far as what you do with it?
Well, I'm not struggling with it because I've watched it year in and year out. I'm more interested in how 49er fans feel about it year in and year out.
That's it, man.
I can tell you the way I feel about it, and I just feel like at this point it's kind of becoming who they are, if not already. You know, we've followed Bosa's career. He's now going to miss his second year because of injury. You know, Warner, obviously, Iron Man. McCaffrey banged up a little bit. Kittle's gotten a little more banged up as he's gotten up there.
Yeah.
Maybe part of it is age. Part of it's usage. I don't know. I just know that, you know, this is also a team where they've got some veteran players. You know, when I came into this season – and I see Trent Williams on the offensive line, and it's a 17-game season. Yeah. I can't count on him playing 17 games. I just can't. If he does, that's great, and then it becomes a problem that you never had to worry about. But, I mean, is anybody going to bet me right now that Trent Williams is going to play every game this year? That's what happens with older players, and maybe the 49ers got to make some more adjustments there or incorporate it more as their normal strategy.
But the cold part about what you just said is look at Brock Purdy. He's missed two games already. Who saw that coming? And he's not up there in age. So it just injuries just happened. But I do, Stoney, because I'm a fan, I do wonder under this Kyle regime in a crazy way. We saw Shasky and his family at the game and Bonte and the rest of all the Niner gangs. And the Willard and everybody, Dibs. But, Stoney, at some point, does this take some fun away from watching your team? Yeah, they're winning, but watching guys look like a mass unit and getting this news after a great win, am I off kilter by saying, I know how I think. You can't even enjoy the win because now you're without one of your best players 24 hours after the win.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking around the NFL. Guy, you know, five starting quarterbacks were out on Sunday.
You
we see James Conner get hurt. Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. What's up, K Bueno? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just hey, yo, what a Monday, huh?
Man,
I think that quake we all felt in the middle of the night was really the news about Bosa dropping. I think that was really what the shaking was. Like it was such a strong, just like what gut punch. But yeah, it's just, you know, early yesterday I saw Pat McAfee tweet something out. He tweeted, you know, are the Niners inevitable this year just because they're finding ways to win? But I think what's inevitable with us now is just major injuries. That's what's inevitable with this team now. That's just, like you said, that's just who they are. It's more about who's it going to happen to this year. And so it's just, yeah, we got a win, but also I think a bigger loss after yesterday. The thing I'm worried about now is like, how do they pivot? Like, I know we've got, you know, next man up, that's the mentality, you know, all gas, no brakes. That's what Salah's got them. That's the speed that Salah's got them up on. They definitely have stepped up the intensity, but you can't replace a Bosa. It puts a lot of pressure now on a young rookie in Williams. And I know Huff has been stepping up this year, looking great, but I, you know, he seems to be more of a specialist than an everyday edge. So, I mean, I wonder, what do they do? I mean, do we just watch and, you know, let the guys we have try to make up for it or at least do their best, or do they pivot and try to make a move? It's still early in the season. You know, is someone like a Hendrickson out there on a one-year rental to get that could come in and maybe try to like somewhat fill that void for Bosa. It's just like it's a gut punch, man. So what a Monday indeed.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, K. Bueno. Appreciate it. They are 3-0 and they still lead the NFC West. So that's why those early wins, those first two wins, so important.
And what was the goal before Bosa went down, Stoney?
It was probably to make the playoffs slash win the division.
What's the goal now?
It sounds like it's probably still the same
thing.
There
it is.
I mean, I do think their ceiling in the postseason got lower, but I don't really think that their chances to make the playoffs dropped significantly. I mean, it takes a hit, obviously, without Bosa, but I still think this team
they got three wins under their belt already, Stoney.
Yeah, I think they can still win this division for sure. It's going to be tougher. But what do you guys think, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570, when you hear that Bosa is going to be out for the rest of the year? Do you think that, oh boy, this season, yikes, it's a wash? Or do you look at the Nick Bosa injury and say, you know what, we still have enough, we can still get to the postseason, and then once we get to the postseason, We'll see what happens. But that's, to me, the goal that still remains. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.